For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China and Sudan will issue a joint statement on the establishment of a strategic partnership between the two countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the news on Tuesday during a meeting with his Sudanese counterpart Omar al-Bashir, who is in Beijing to attend commemorations marking China's V-Day. President Xi says China and Sudan have always understood and supported each other since they established diplomatic ties 56 years ago. He described the joint statement on the strategic partnership as another milestone in the history of their bilateral ties. Beijing's Meteorological Bureau has forecast that weather in the city will be mainly fair but cloudy for China's V-Day parade on Thursday. The Bureau says there is little possibility of rain in the area around Tiananmen Square where the parade takes place. Temperatures there will be between 25 and 30 degrees Celsius in the daytime on Thursday. Beijing, which is in its rainy season, is likely to see 8 to 20 millimeters of rainfall from Friday to Saturday. Beijing has increased the number of seats on Tiananmen Square to host an audience of 40,000 people for the Victory Day parade on September 3rd. These seats have been designed to ensure comfort and can be adjusted based on individual preferences. 50,000 square meters of waterproof tarps are being used to cover the seats before the parade. Beijing has prepared 46,000 viewers' gift bags for the parade audience members and will place them under the seats on Tuesday. The bags comprise 10 items, including bottled water, sun visors, raincoats, and tissues. China has announced the operation of a special fund for promoting China-Latin America cooperation and production capacity starting from today. The special fund has a $10 billion U.S. dollar scale in its first phase. It's set to invest in a number of fields ranging from manufacturing, high-tech industries, to infrastructure finance. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang announced plans to establish the special fund during his visit to Latin America in May. Li Keqiang also proposed the joint construction of three passages for logistics, electric power, and information infrastructure. The death toll from the Tianjin warehouse explosions has increased to 159. Another 14 people are still listed as missing 2 weeks after the blast. The dead include 95 firefighters, 11 policemen, and 53 civilians. The missing include 9 firefighters and 5 civilians. Hundreds more remain in the hospital. Three people have been detained after a fire killed 5 people in central China's Hubei province. Investigators said on Tuesday that the fire was caused by human error. The fire occurred on August 26 on the fourth floor of a 5-story workshop at an industrial park in Wuhan City. One person died at the scene. 4 more died later in hospital after jumping from the building in a bid to escape. Investigators found that workers were printing trademarks on gas bottles when gas leaked from the bottles and caused an explosion. Thai police are now questioning an important suspect believed to be connected with the deadly Bangkok bombing. A police spokesman said Tuesday that the suspect was arrested in Sakheo province while he was trying to cross the border to Cambodia. According to the spokesman, the suspect's nationality has yet to be determined, but the investigators are currently communicating with the suspect in English. The bombing attack at the Erawan Shrine in downtown Bangkok killed 20 people and injured more than 120 others on August 17th. Hundreds of migrants have held a demonstration after police evacuated Budapest's main international train station where they were trying to travel on to Western Europe. A public tannoy announcement was made at the train station that no trains would be leaving or arriving until further notice and asking everyone to leave. The announcement came after around 500 migrants tried to board the latest train to Vienna. In August alone, 50,000 migrants entered Hungary, most of them seeking to travel onwards to Western European countries. Hungary had previously insisted that the EU rules prevent them from letting visa-less migrants travel onwards to the West. The 72nd Venice Film Festival will raise the curtain tomorrow and runs until September 12th. Chinese director Guan Hu's action comedy film Mr. Six has been announced as the closing night film in an out-of-competition screening. Mr. Six is scheduled to kick off in the Chinese market on December 24th. U.S. master director and screenwriter Brian De Palma will be honored with a Glory to the Filmmaker Award, and a documentary of him will be displayed at this year's festival as well. 21 films are being chosen for the main competition, including 11 Minutes, A Bigger Splash, and a China-France collaborated film called Behemoth. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.